This is a production of Cornell University.
Can I get a roll call, please? She's running late.
Excused.
Here.
Perfect. Thank you so much. The time is now 4:49. We have 22 members present, and I'm officially calling this meeting to order. Okay. So now I am going to start with our land acknowledgement. Cornell University is located on the traditional homelands of the Gayagona, the Cayuga Nation. The Gayagona are members of the Haudenosaunee Confederacy, an alliance of six sovereign nations with a historic and contemporary presence on this land. The Confederacy precedes the establishment of Cornell University, New York State, and the United States of America. We acknowledge the painful history of the Gayagona dispossession and honor the ongoing connection of Gayagona people, past and present, to these lands and waters. Before I go into late additions to the agenda, I just wanted to make an announcement for everyone. Please make sure that you're speaking into the microphones today. It was a bit hard to hear us on the monitor in the callback last week. Also, we have a piano playing, so just making sure that everyone can hear you. So I'll start with late additions to the agenda. Okay, given that, I will go into the do you want to do that in announcements?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Then I will go into the consent agenda. President Pollock's responses to resolution 16 to 20. Resolution 16, which is calling on Cornell University to protect and accommodate students during the spike in COVID-19 cases, was acknowledged. Resolution number 17, approving special project funding requests for Art with Impact, was also acknowledged. Resolution 18, calling on the Cornell University administration to publicly support the Gayagona Cayuga Nation Council of Chiefs and Clan Mothers demands, that was submitted. Resolution number 19, amending and ratifying the Student Assembly Charter, that was accepted. Resolution number 20, amending and ratifying the 2021-2022 Student Assembly Standing Rules, that was acknowledged. If you'd like to see details on any of those, you can go onto the Student Assembly website.
Question.
Yes.
I'm just curious. So most of those you said were acknowledged, but R18 you said was submitted. So does that mean she has not responded?
We have a response that is just being reviewed right now.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, so next we can go into approval of the minutes for October 14th. Representative Williams.
Motion to approve the minutes.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay. Do we have any dissent to that? Okay, those minutes are approved. Now we can go into open microphone. Oh, I can explain what open microphone is because Genevieve usually does that. Okay, open microphone is for anyone in our audience who would like to say anything to the essay, anything particularly that's not on our agenda. You can come up to the microphone and give us your comments. Okay, perfect. Now we can go into announcements and reports. So we will start with a byline announcement from Representative Valencia. Yep. Yes, everyone can pull up your laptops. There's a lot of side talk right now. Can we all pay attention to Valeria, especially because we've got a lot of background noise today?
Okay, so let's start by voting on the
VP of Finance?
Yes.
She's interim VP Finance currently.
Under bylaws, Article 2, Section 3, which dictates the terms of office of all officers, the officer shall serve for a term of 1 year or more until the successor is elected and is administered the oath of office following the next regular or special state assembly elections. However, it does not see that there has been an election following the designation.
Yes, so that's actually going to be a point of discussion later on. So we're going to go back to our report. Any other questions or comments? Okay, I'd highly smile upon a motion to vote.
Second.
Perfect, second. Any dissent to that? Amazing.
Which one are we going over again?
Well, it's straight. Can I have all those in favor, please raise your placards. Okay, can I have all those opposed, please raise your placards. Can I have all those abstaining, please raise your placards. Perfect, and a vote, did someone not vote? I got Valeria. Yes. She's not. Okay, so we're at 21 people now. Perfect, so in a vote of 19-0-2, that passes. Representative Gromeyer.
Yeah, I just wanted to ask her, did they appeal by chance?
No, they didn't. So
since
it happened with the allocation,
they did. Representative Everton.
Motion to vote.
Motion to table. Was that by unanimous consent or just?
Sure.
Okay, cool. We had a second. Do you have any dissent to that? Perfect. That is tabled.
Okay, so now we're going to talk to TTAC on the Gender Justice Advocacy Coalition. So, TTAC in the last line of the cycle asked for $4.80. This year, they asked for $3.45 because they used to call this thing called the bigger shuttle. If you were here, like, fall from your seats with 2020, then you know what it is. But essentially, it was like this buzzer that went around. With like my adults and people and stuff, and they shut down due to COVID-19 and stuff. So because of that, GJ decided to lower the application by $1.50. So we can get new application $1.45. And the application recommendation was also $1.45, so for the application. So I'll just get up to discussion.
Representative Katie.
First, I just wonder if you can clarify what they are no longer, this service, if you just give us a little bit more context on the big red shuttle.
Yeah, so it was like essentially like that they took that for the weekend so that students would like drive the home and stuff. But because of COVID, they shut down and it hasn't been any talks for them to be activated. In the past, they also, they're also like just discussing to like separate it seems to make the bigger show form by for the orchestra. But they didn't decide to go plan this year. So that's why we just asked for a reduction of $1.50.
And the direct reduction is simply just the reduction of the cost of that
yes.
show?
So that's the checkpoint, so yes, that is that.
Is there any future possible expected conversations with anyone related to Big Red Shuttle about future violent funding? I think you said that it's applied this year, but I'm just being like down the line talking about it.
Well, not to worry, but can we ask them more, but I can eventually hopefully.
Awesome. Thank you.
Representative Gromeyer.
Yeah, I guess continuing on that point, the representative did it good in the future, because the appropriation cycle lasts until 2024, like, is there any way they could,
are there any motions on the floor?
Motion to table.
Second.
Perfect. Was that by unanimous consent?
Consent.
Okay. That motion is. Oh, do we have any dissent to that? That motion was tabled.
Okay, so now we have CUEMS that should also be in the box. So for the past 500 cycles, they asked for $4.30. For this cycle, they asked for $4.07, so it's a very second increase. So we just wanted to recognize all of our work that CUEMS put in, especially through the COVID-19 pandemic. I think like everyone in the ASCOM really impressed about the work that CUEMS did and continues to do.
Representative Gleiberman.
I know we have members of Cornell EMS here, so I'm just wondering if you guys had anything you wanted to say or add. You guys did great work.
We're grateful to the SA for your continued support, and we're looking forward to continuing working together.
Uh, I can just respond to that on behalf of the Student Assembly. I'd just like to thank you so much for being here, and thank you for the continued work and service you do for our campus. Representative Katie.
I motion to table by unanimous consent.
Perfect. That resolution is tabled.
Okay. And then lastly, it's Monday, November 1st, we're going to be doing the Alana Orientation Committee at TFC. And then on Wednesday, we're going to be doing the Athletics, Haven, and CPFP. So on Wednesday, it's going to be Athletics Team and 145 to draw. On Wednesday, it's going to be Athletics 5 and 86 also.
Thank you. Representative Katie.
Are you sharing this to say it's open to other SA members, or are you supporting us?
Probably we always share them as a
meeting. Awesome. Thank you.
Perfect. Thank you, Representative Valencia. Do we have any other announcements on the floor? Representative Templeman.
Thanks, John, for having the chair up there. I had two really quick announcements. First, just from a clerical perspective of something Kate brought up last meeting, we are kind of getting the ball rolling on the resolution we talked about last time about subtitles in recorded lectures and improved recorded lectures. If I know a couple people expressed interest in that. I have a short list that I think everybody said it, but if anyone else is, just come by either of us and we'll figure out a time to meet talk about it more. Separately from that, the University Assembly is going to be meeting this Tuesday to discuss the resolution that we passed in support of Veterans Day. If anyone has time, it is this time, Tuesday, or sorry, 4:30 on Tuesdays. I can give you more information.
Thank you, Representative Mullen.
Thank you, President Lemieux. I just wanted to, we don't have everybody in attendance, but I just wanted to reiterate something we've been talking about in executive committee meetings, which is the attendance policy. We have our second round of orientation this weekend on Saturday for freshman transfer representatives, so we can explain all the rules for you. But just to reiterate for everyone's benefit, you should only be excusing an absence or only emailing to excuse an absence if you have something that you absolutely have to miss and not be able to attend the SA. That's like a prelim or a job interview, you're out of the state, or you have a health emergency, which I understand is relevant right now. But you know, in lieu of those things, you should be attending every student assembly meeting. And if you aren't sending that, if you do have a legitimate excuse, you do have to send it within a day, within 24 hours of the SA meeting for it to actually be excused. And I just bring this up because we had, this week, we have started to address the attendance issues, and we have had a removal on the SA because of an attendance policy infraction. So just make sure everybody is, you're sending in your excusals, and I'm going to set up a Google form for everybody so you can just submit it through that and it'll be all documented instead of just sending it to me over email or message or anything like that. I guess one other thing, just John, you brought it up, is a kind of a great example. We are going to start, I don't know if we announced this last meeting, the sprint meetings that we're going to start having sprint meetings, which are basically an opportunity for everybody to get together. And if you have resolutions you're working on, it's kind of an opportunity to sort of get your brains in the room and work on something that you are passionate about and want to take an initiative on. There's a great example, Duncan brought up a great example. Sprint meetings are a great opportunity to sit with other SA members and face-to-face talk about the resolutions you're working on. So just wanted to put that on everybody's agenda.
I am gonna follow up from Joseph just because he was right there with mine. So sprint meetings are gonna be starting on Sunday. They will be at 1 p.m. on Sundays. They're not required, but they are very, very, very strongly suggested. You should all be there at our sprint meetings. I will have location soon for you, but those will be opportunities for you to really get into the work that you're doing for the student assembly. We should be having resolutions. We should have outreach to the campus community, stuff along those lines. And then, yes.
So is this sprint meeting this Saturday morning, 9:30, or 1 o'clock Sunday? Because I can even I receive 9:30.
The orientation is on Saturday. I just announced sprint meeting times right now. Because I literally closed the poll this afternoon.
Also, it's actually 1 p.m. Sunday.
Yes, every Sunday at 1 p.m. And there will be actually a message that goes out about
the
that.
The orientation is only for freshmen and transfer. Well, anyone
who missed
anyone
yes.
can miss
so,
the first one. Yeah.
Yeah. So orientation is going to be Saturday, 9:30 a.m. It is on Zoom. It is for everyone required. If you did not make the last orientation, or if you are a new student to the essay, if you fall into any of those categories, you should have gotten a Google Calendar invite from me. Everyone else is, you're more than welcome to come, but it'll be the same presentation that you saw last time. Okay, Representative Overton. Also, before, just to follow up on Representative Mullen's attendance thing, regarding attendance, all excused absences to the student assembly are posted in our bylaws, I believe. They're all in our governing documents. They do not include other activities that you have regarding the essay, outside of the essay, stuff along those lines. It's a very short list. It's basically academic conflict that is a prelim. It is if you're traveling or out of state, and then if you have any job interviews or any health emergencies, of course. Representative Grenmeyer.
Sorry to follow up. It's just a question for the president's reputation. You said the emailing, correct? So not for the document.
Yeah, so emailing me still works. People do. So email, Slack, you can text me. Any way you can get in touch with me works. But in addition to all of those things, I'm going to set up just for the sake of making sure it's all very concise, a Google form where you can submit it to if that works better for you than sending me an email. So everyone will have that link. It'll be very exciting.
Representative Everton. You can take it.
Well, if you have a class at the time of the student assembly, is that what you're referring to? That is a reason that we had to deal with an attendance issue already this semester. So I hope no one has a class that can go to the SA.
Oh, I meant Saturday.
You can message me separately.
Yeah.
We can figure that out. That's
but
go
I,
ahead.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't
know.
I
forgot
about
myself.
I remember asking
about
that.
And I guess that's also worth bringing up. I don't know, we hadn't really talked about this, but I know the enrollment, the pre-enrollment, will be starting soon for next semester. So I guess it's worth just reiterating too that we're keeping the same time. We're keeping the same time next semester. So while you're doing enrollment, just make sure to leave that spot available.
Yep. Representative Smith.
Yeah, I guess now I'm just kind of looking in common, but typically, just how I like to see how it's been done in the past as a consequence of things that we can see codified on the agenda and are submitted ahead of time. We just wasted all of our constituent time talking about this. It's all important stuff, but typically announcements should be things that we can have down, so we're not wasting constituent time. So that's a time I'm talking to me on that.
Representative Williams.
Hi, I just want to let the chair know, one o'clock on Sundays when the Office of Human Relations meets, which I remember now, also Joseph. Okay.
Yes.
Just to let you know, I don't know.
Okay, that is taken into consideration. That was the most voted time for the essay, but given that, we're gonna work on that.
I mean, I specifically put a
okay, Representative Overton.
My apologies.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Thank you for bringing that back up. I won't take too much time because I know this is a lot of information, but basically what we had discussed in the executive committee meeting was to do office hours less how they've been done in the past where it's a little bit chaotic and everybody has their own slot and there are time for people to come. Instead, we're going to try, we're still in the process of figuring out the time, but it'll probably, I think we said probably Tuesdays and Thursdays. We'll probably do it in 2 days and we'll just have another room and we'll assign like two people a week, but anybody is welcome to come to it, invite your constituents to come talk to them. But the details of that we'll figure out more because I don't want to.
Okay, anything else? Perfect. Okay, so I have an announcement related to the interim vice president of finance position. So I wanted to give you all a report back after speaking to the Office of the Assemblies, getting clarification basically on how that role is going to work, how you're going to work, basically move to the next VP Finance. So basically, per our bylaws, it is pretty unclear. The way that it's worked in the past is for some of those vacancies, it has gone to the next person in the previous election, and other ones, there have been new elections basically to seat that position. I wanted to leave it open to the assemblies to basically decide how we move forward. The only point that I want to make is the GPSA in their charter, they basically, the way that they fill the VP of Finance position is as of follows, and this was kind of the guidance that I was given based on the fact that basically all of our hearings are due and done by November 17th. So this is basically their process. It says, Starting lines 375, the chair of the Appropriations Committee will be elected during the last regularly scheduled meeting of the fall semester. It is strongly encouraged that the Appropriations Chair has served on the committee for at least one semester prior to the election. And then if no suitable candidate can be found, a vacancy shall exist. So this is a recommendation. This is obviously not something that we have to follow, but I would recommend that if we do go into an election for the position, that we elect someone who has served on the Appropriations Committee in the past. Via guidance of the assemblies, it takes about 3 weeks to train the position. We have 2 weeks left, basically, to run out the position. So I think it's important that we move forward with the process, and the fact that if we don't have that byline report to the president, then basically all the work that's happened this semester is void. But yes, so I wanted to give that announcement. I will entertain any motions on the floor. This is the last thing on our agenda for the day. If we choose to go into executive session, we can as well.
Are we allowed to make comments?
Yes, Representative Gleiberman.
I think we should go into executive session. I also think, when the bylaws went out, it does make it pretty clear in our bylaws, actually. It defines in one section what the word officer is. It says officers are president, vice president of finance, like executive vice president, and then later, like under that directly, then refers to those officers and says, those officers shall serve for a year or until their successor is elected. So yeah, I'm just kind of curious to me that yes, it's a little ambiguous, but it lays out what an officer is, and then it says they serve for 1 year or until their successor is elected.
Yep, so I can speak to that ambiguity. So in the past, that has been interpreted that until their successor is elected in the next full year, which leaves like that position open for appointments at this time. So it has been interpreted in different ways. Like I said, I will entertain any motions on the floor. Representative Eisman. Oh, can you speak into the microphone?
Yeah, I'm just curious, like, who is in charge of appointing the vacant position, because based on, like, bylaws Article 2, which outlines the duties of each of the basic executive cabinet, but no one is granted specific authority to be able to appoint members. So I'm just curious who is in charge of appointing vacant positions.
Again, personally, do not want to debate this forever. Like I said, the current person in that position is runner-up to the previous election, which is how it has been done in previous officer roles, which is how we got to that position. The outgoing VP of Finance agreed that they were comfortable with that person taking the position, which is how we got into the interim position right now. Again, I will entertain any motions on the floor if people would like motions on the floor. Representative Smith.
Motion to move into executive session to discuss an election for the
Perfect.
Perfect. Oh, yes, Wendy.
It also means I have to leave.
So we can't make any. Okay, I'm gonna wait for a question. Okay.
Point of order. It says
Okay. Representative Gleiberman.
It says that executive sessions for internal elections and planning purposes. So we can't like make motion resolutions, but it says we can have internal elections, which I believe this is what it would mean.
Okay.
I just wanted to ask Wendy if that's what she meant.
Oh, wait. Okay, we have an objection. So I'm just going to wait till we have a confirmation, but.
It's line 269, but we can just tell the bylaws.
I'm sorry, Wendy, did you just say something? Sorry, I couldn't quite hear you.
Okay, so we had an objection.
Yeah,
do you want to voice your objection?
My objection was simply that we do not move into executive session until we resolve this. A separate comment to that is just a separate objection, I guess, if you want to consider that, but it's just that remind everyone that if we go into executive session, the parliamentarian will not be here, just as a reference to one.
Okay, so that was an objection, so now we're going to vote.
I rescind the objection.
Okay. You rescind it?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, so.
We
have a new objection. Can you voice your objection?
Yeah, I don't think there's any reason to go into executive session to hold an internal election. I think we have our interim vice president of finance, it's Valeria, on. We already explained her reasoning for why she was appointed to that position. And I don't really see a need to have a fresh election for it, considering that the byline committee needs to get done, and it's already been said. If the decision of the body is to go into executive session and have an internal election, we can, but I'm just thinking that I don't think it's worth, in my position, I don't think it's worth doing it because we have our interim vice president and there's not really a need to do it.
Okay, so that was a voice objection. Can I have all of those in favor of moving into executive session, please raise your placards. Okay, can I have all those opposed, please raise your placards. Okay, can we do like placards up? Okay, can I have all those abstaining, please raise your placards. Did we lose someone?
Manaya.
I'm minus Manaya, someone didn't vote. What were you voting? Vote yes, okay. Okay, so in a vote of 10 to 8 to 3, that passes, I believe. Wait.
It fails, it needs to be 2/3.
Oh, I'm so sorry, it needs to be a 2/3. So in a vote of 10 to 8 to 3, that fails. So we are not moving into executive session. Representative Overton.
I just want to ask if through kind of saying, like, does Carson, like, is there a reason that Carson may be present for us to discuss this? Or like, I was just wondering because I feel like that was like one of the objections there.
I'm gonna respond and say that there is no reason he has to be present. I personally would prefer if he was, just to check me, honestly. So if we could invite Carson if we go into executive session, or if we could do this on public record, I don't really care.
Point of personal preference?
Yes.
To that point specifically, I think if that could be a later resolution or change the bylaws and people propose it, but that's a whole other conversation.
Yeah, not today. Representative Yan. Yes, we can. Okay.
Are we still doing like opinions on this?
Yeah, I mean, now I guess if you have any questions or comments, you can put them on the floor. We're still in announcements, so.
Wait, I was gonna say, It's that motion I failed, so if they want to re-raise it, they can.
Okay, so that motion failed. It can be re-raised?
Yeah, it can be re-raised.
It can be re-raised. Representative Smith.
Only because we're in announcements still. I noticed there were a lot of issues on the Zoom, and I actually couldn't hear us. So, pending the resolution of our appropriations process here, I think as an assembly we should purchase something that gets the microphone and the intercom system a little bit closer to us.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we have microphones that are going to be coming soon. Representative Gann.
Given that the bylaws do not have anywhere stated that an interim position exists, and that it would be the whole practice to set the precedent of ignoring bylaws, that the motion is commit on the motion to move into executive session.
Okay.
Motion to what?
Motion to recommit?
Yes.
Yeah, it would just be another motion.
Okay.
Because it needs to be a different motion.
And it does need a second.
Oh, we need a second to that?
Yes.
A second.
No,
I'm assenting. Okay. I have a second, so I can't actually take that right now. Do we have, unless you withdraw.
I do have my tracker up before Representative Eisenberg's.
Okay. But he already had a motion, which is there was a motion and there was a second.
Oh, I'm sorry.
If you withdraw your motion, then I can hear her. You don't have to, though.
I would hear one of them. If I withdraw, can I re-motion?
Yes.
Okay, I'll withdraw this motion.
Okay, Representative Overton.
Point of information, before we vote, can we invite Carson to say who the executive session or that have it after we
vote? I'm just gonna say if we go into executive session, Carson's gonna be here.
Okay, sure.
Does that work? Okay.
So why
remember the invite on?
What? Representative Cleverman.
It says there really community members may be invited by the assembly to participate in an executive session. So any executive session we have, we can invite anyone you want, anytime.
Okay.
Just
Representative Yan.
Motion to move into executive session.
Okay. We have a second. Okay. Can I have all those in favor, please raise your placard.
I'm like a vampire. I need to be invited in.
Is that raised, Overton? Okay, so that's, can everyone please raise, these are contentious ones, so I need your arm off the table. Okay, can I have all those opposed, please raise your placards. Can I have all those abstaining? Okay, can you tell me can you give me a 2/3 of 21?
Of 21 would be 14, so you fail.
Okay, so that, in a vote of 11 to 6 to 4, fails. Okay, now I would entertain a motion to adjourn. Representative Mullen.
Motion to adjourn.
Do we have a second?
This is to move into executive session.
This is to adjourn.
So it's not
good. It's failed twice. Do we have a second? Okay, do we have any dissent? Okay, can you voice your dissent?
I would like to ask Carson a question about how elections are held outside executive session. I would also like to ask a question, is an appointment of an officer by the president considered a motion? And if so, can it be overturned by the rule that says any motion by the chair can be overturned by the majority?
Perfect.
All right, this might be helpful just to know in general. Anything that is not explicitly a motion made by the president is a ruling made by the president, and any ruling that the president makes can be if you believe that any motion or any occurrence in the student assembly has been taken out of order, you can make a point of order claiming that it was inaccurate. And then you will get another ruling from the president. They will either say, yes, that was in order, or no, it wasn't. If you disagree with that ruling, you can appeal the ruling of the chair. At that point, the entire SA will vote on whether the ruling of the chair was adequate, and if you vote against it, that ruling will be overturned. That is pretty much how, essentially, parliamentary procedure is decided by all of you. If you believe that something was out of order, you appeal to the chair makes a motion, then if you disagree with it, you can vote on it as a whole. Outside of that, everything else is passed by the SA. Does that make sense? All right, thank you.
Okay. Do you have any motions on the floor? Representative Yan.
Question for the vice chair.
Sorry, I have a motion to adjourn.
Oh, okay, yes, there was a motion. You voiced a dissent, Representative Gleiberman. Okay, so did you voice your dissent, or do you want to revoice it?
Based on that dissent, I would like to give the assembly time to kind of, like, we just got that answer, we can't do anything because we're going to move into voting, so I'd just like to give everyone time to kind of digest that.
Okay.
Information that we didn't have previously.
Can I have all those in favor of adjourning raise your placard? Okay, can I have all those opposed? Can I have all those abstaining? Someone not vote? Okay, I'm gonna take that as an abstain then. Okay, in a vote of 8-10-3, that fails. Okay, so we are still on the floor. Representative Santa Cruz.
Point of information, I just have a question. Do we technically have to approve but I didn't ask the VPF, or like, is that what we have to do? Like from a procedural standpoint?
So currently Valeria is the interim vice president of finance, which was basically just put there to carry on the bylaw process. Last week, there was no limit on the interim position, so she could be interim for infinitely, I guess. But yes, that's where we are right
so
now.
So can we make a motion to make her VPF?
Yes. Is that a motion, or
is
that a question? That's a question, okay.
So I motion to make Valeria the vice president.
Second.
Okay, give me 1 second, Carson. Oh, yes.
You have to motion to vote on who is going to be the VPF. You can't motion to make a specific person.
Okay.
So you have to say motion to make, and then everyone votes for Valeria.
Okay, so that would be a motion to make someone vice president of finance.
A motion to vote on the next vice.
Okay, motion to vote on the next vice president of finance, and then I think you can nominate a name.
Yes.
Would be what
and
we
then
do.
We vote
okay.
On.
And then we would vote on that name.
Okay, so a motion to vote for the next vice president of finance.
Okay, do we have a second?
Second.
Okay, can I have, do we have a dissent to that?
As a nomination?
No, we have to.
Okay, can I have all those in favor, please raise your placards.
Can I dissent?
Okay, yes, we have a dissent.
For this motion on, I guess, now we're entering the election, we motion to move to executive session, Carson, if this is an option.
Can we just stay in the
There's already a motion on the floor, so you just voiced a dissent.
Yes.
Okay, so now we're voting on whether we're going to go into voting. So that's our start.
Do we wait for them to come back?
We don't. I'm going to count that as an abstain. Okay. What?
Secret ballot, he says.
Oh, will we be voting secret ballot? We can.
So there's no next election.
What?
The differences between an appointment election that Mr. Wolf brought up and the executive session is one is voting in public audits and another one is voting.
No.
So the difference will be that if we go into executive session, everyone besides Carson will leave the room. We'll also turn off the recording, basically. Is there anything else?
Oh, yeah. So I can say an executive session is a form of meeting you can use to do an internal election. You can also do an internal election right now. The only difference is whether it's open to the public or not. Does that make sense?
Yes. So I wonder for a non-executive session internal election, are we going to hold secret ballots or are we going to vote?
There is only a secret ballot if you move into executive session.
Yes. Oh. So there will... There won't be a secret ballot right now. Okay, so we had a dissent voiced. Can I have all those in favor of going into voting raise your placards?
Voting for what, Kate?
Yes, we're still on Kate's proposal. So can I have all those raise your placards?
So motion to vote.
Yeah, this is a motion to vote. Can we raise placards? Please actually take your hand off the table. Again, please take your hand off the table.
Can you vote it?
Okay, can I have all those opposed raise your placards? Can I have all those abstaining raise your placards?
Are you abstaining?
I voted for.
Oh. Yeah, we already had... Oh, Henry, you just got here, right? Okay, perfect. Okay, so in a vote of 17-2-3, we are in voting. So now I can accept a nomination on the floor.
Can I nominate Valeria Valencia?
Yes. Do I have a second to that?
Second.
Perfect. Do I have any... can you dissent to that?
No.
I don't think you can. Okay, that's a nomination. Can I have another one? Representative Wade.
Can I nominate Annie?
Can you serve on two positions on exec?
I would just like to resign from my vice president's general operations position.
You're resigning currently?
Can I resign? Can I, accept the condition that if I...
No. If you're taking the nomination, you're resigning currently.
Then I'm resigning.
Okay.
But so then what?
What?
Yes. We then have to do an election for an external.
Then we also have to do...
Then we will do an election for external.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. Okay, Representative Everton.
Point of service, thank you very much. Does this mean we're having two elections right now, or is that...
No.
One?
Not necessarily.
Well, actually... Everyone has the opportunity to run for positions. But I will say that we are, regardless, having two elections because she just resigned from her position.
Can we be external to next week's meeting?
Wait,
and
no,
have an interim or something?
We said we're voting on.
Okay, we're going to finish VP Finance.
That's all we've been
doing. Representative Yan.
Point of inquiry.
Yes.
Is the election under question? Is that what part of the motion under question?
What?
Can you motion to recess right now?
Yes.
You could motion to recess and we could leave the room for 5 minutes, but you couldn't. The motion to adjourn already failed. So if you motion to recess, it would assume that we are coming back today to still
do
this.
Yes.
But you have to say exactly how long it's going to happen for. So motion to recess for X
motion
minutes.
To recess for 10 minutes.
Can that fail?
It can fail. You have
okay.
to.
Okay, we have a second. Can we? Do we have
our dissent?
Okay, we have a dissent to that. Okay. I just want to make sure I know where we are. So we have a nomination for Valeria. We have a nomination for Annie. We just had a motion to recess. So now we are going to vote on the motion to recess. Okay. We had a second to that?
Yeah.
Second? Okay, perfect. We have a second. Do we have a dissent to that?
Dissent.
Okay, Representative Katie, do you want a voice?
Debate it.
Wait, I take
this
it back.
This is not debatable.
We cannot debate that. So we are going into recess?
You're
going
to vote.
Oh, we're just voting.
On whether to take a recess.
Okay, we're voting on whether to take a recess. How long was your recess?
10 minutes.
A 10-minute recess.
Can I modify that to 5 minutes?
Okay, yes. Okay, we are voting on whether or not to take a 5-minute recess. If you are in favor of this recess, please raise your placard. Okay, can I have all those opposed? Please raise your placards. Okay, and then all those abstaining? Okay, in a vote of, wait, all those abstaining? Okay, perfect. In a vote of 12-9-1, that passes. So we are now in a 5-minute recess. It is 5:44. You have until 5:49.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I'm like very confused.
Yeah, so
that's why I wanted to. Like, I don't know what I'm doing.
So we're voting on the vice president.
We can accept
okay,
that.
But then are you also like,
not
continuing? Because subsequently, like, after going to the people, like,
so even if she doesn't become
not today.
That hasn't been voted yet.
Okay, so I feel like someone's probably going to vote today. So, like, would we be able to, like, read, like, the
yes.
And, like, call the people? But that's what I'm wondering. Like, if no one, like, knows, like, you need to see them down besides, like, her and, like, other
examples.
No,
here's
because I just
want to
know, like...
Nothing will happen today. Nothing will happen today unless the SA wants it. If the nominee agrees to, you can vote the whole SA.
To, like, table it for her, like...
Yes.
Can I, okay, how would I park it? If I want to, like, say, like,
in the bylaws, the SA has the opportunity to vote on.
Thank you, that's all.
Not unless you go into executive session. So you see here, let me show you. So in the bylaws. So executive session. Secret ballot votes shall be reserved for executive session. What that means is you cannot do any secret ballot voting unless you go into executive session. Yes. All of your votes will be public. I think it's important that someone be here.
Hello. I love you, Carson. You're one of the kindest people I know. Please don't be afraid of interrupting people right now.
Oh, no.
Just because I know this is so sorry. This is so hectic.
What would you like? What would you like me to do?
No, if it, nothing. I want you to do your do what you know how to do best.
I will. I'm gonna let Anneli know again.
Wait. So I just want.
Yeah.
So the election is not a it's not a question.
So what you what happened is you proposed an election for this single position.
You motioned.
The thing
to
with
vote.
Annie
no.
is Annie
Kate.
Similarly resigned. So regardless of what happens with that position, we've only voted to have this
again.
Position.
No, this is Kate's motion. The motion,
yes.
The election is a question.
The election is a motion.
It's a motion. So
yes.
It's like, that's like the
piece. Where does it say I'm not to resign to run for another position?
I don't know of a place in the bylaws where it explicitly says.
So I could appeal.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. If that is not in the bylaws, you could appeal that decision by the chair, and then the SA would vote on it. If it is not explicitly in the bylaws,
okay.
That's something you I'm sorry, it's kind of chaotic. I'm doing my best.
No,
great job. You lost my
mind. And again, Anneli, you do have the option. I just figured it's worth letting you know. I trust your judgment and everything. You have the ability to say I will not resignations are submitted to you, I believe. You have the ability to say I will not accept this during the meeting. And they can then vote to overrule you, but you have the right to. Not accept the resignation until after the meeting. Like, because they're essentially what's happening is there's an impromptu election happening. Basically.
Is there any way that you could check
the resignation? Excuse me. None of this, I've looked this up.
There was a resignation on the floor, right?
Yeah, there was a resignation on the floor. Here's the thing. There is nothing in the bylaws that even mentions resignations. Resignations are entirely out of the scope of this, and resignations in Robert's rules say that it's up to the bylaws of the organization. Which, yeah, so we're basically, everything that gets decided right now is decided by you, and or if someone appeals your ruling, decided by someone else. You have all of the power, and then after that they can appeal whatever you say. But this is something, I would say, that needs to be in the bylaws.
Okay, guys, it's 5:49. Everyone take your seats and stop talking to people.
You just want to stop talking?
Yes. No side conversation right now.
No conversation.
Okay, so if I'm correct, and Carson, you can correct me if I'm wrong, I have two nominations on the floor, one from Valeria and one from Annie. Annie.
After discussing with Carson and learning that there's nothing explicitly stated in the bylaw that a member has to resign from an office or they can run for another one, and due to the fact that I was told that, like, I had to, I would like to appeal that decision by the chair.
Give me 1 second.
One thing is, there isn't a ruling on who can resign and who can't, but a resignation does have to be written and addressed to the secretary. So, who would be the secretary here?
Joseph.
So, if she does want to resign and you want to make her resign, she does have to write it down and give it to Joseph, technically.
Okay.
If that's okay. And everything else, yeah.
Okay, so that was to appeal,
like, the decision that the member, like, because I made that statement based on being told that I put it, and then I looked up an action in the bylaw that was ruled by the chair that could be appealed.
Okay, perfect. So can I take a dissent to that? Or I just need a second to go into voting.
Can I look this up for like one minute?
Give it 1 second.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I just need to make sure I'm getting this right. I don't want to. Seem to see if motions to appeal are debatable.
Right now, I have a number of 21.
Okay.
It is.
Not yet.
Appeals are debatable.
Okay, an appeal is debatable, so you need a second. Do you have a second? Second? Okay, do we have a dissent to that?
Dissent?
Okay, you can voice your dissent.
Yes, this resignation is stated on the record, and I understand necessarily that you are under a different impression when you made your resignation. However, the resignation has been made, and it's on the record.
Okay. So now we will go into voting. Can I have all those in favor of, what would it be, of the appeal? Yeah, can I have all those in favor of the appeal, please raise your card. Okay, can I have all those opposed? Okay, can I have all those abstaining? Okay, is that simple majority?
Yeah.
Okay, in a vote of 13-4-4, that overrides. So that overrides your resignation. Okay. Okay, so now I have a nomination for Valeria. I have a nomination for Annie. Representative Wade.
Can I nominate
Dylan? Do you accept that nomination?
They need a second before he can
accept. Yeah. Oh, wait, sorry. I need a second?
You need a second before he can accept.
Second? Okay. You accept? Okay, so we have Dylan. Okay, do we have any other nominations? Representative Gleiberman.
I will draw my nomination.
Okay. Okay, so before we continue, I would like to reiterate the fact that we're controlling a $7 to $9 million budget. We have 2 weeks left, basically, to submit our proposal to President Pollack. This is getting a little bit ridiculous from my personal standpoint. I'm just gonna be really honest in the fact that, like, this should be something that we as an assembly are taking seriously. We're managing students' money. That's a big deal. And I would like to reiterate and hope that you are all thinking about that when you're making nominations, when you're nominating yourself, when you're thinking about this. Also, it's a hard job. It's a lot of work. It is 2-3 hour meetings weekly, controlling, and working with a lot of byline funded organizations. So I just want to make sure that that's something that we're thinking about in this conversation. Okay, so I have two nominations on the floor. Yes.
So I wonder, for before the election, are the candidates going to be switching on the candidates?
You can motion for that if you want.
That can be a motion, but it doesn't have to be.
It's your decision.
Oh, it's my decision?
If you want to start
like
speaking, it's always, yeah.
Oh, okay, so we can start your speakers list to have speeches. That's up to me. I'm gonna wait a second and decide what I'm gonna do for that. Representative, sorry, I cannot see your last name. De Silvera, is that correct?
That's perfect.
Okay.
May I motion to move directly to voting?
We are technically in voting?
Like voting on the candidates.
You can motion to vote.
Oh, so motion to vote on the candidates.
Yes.
Okay, do we have a second? We have a dissent? Okay, you said it first, right?
You can voice it.
Okay, you can voice your dissent.
I can voice it if you want. Okay, I'll voice it.
Yeah, I think, I have a number of reasons why we should move directly to voting, and I think the foremost among them is that we're missing a good amount of people at this meeting, and it seems very, very bizarre to me that we're going to rush this through without a good amount of people. And I know that that's being deliberately done because we're going to rush into it.
I'm so sorry. Yes. I actually couldn't have taken your dissent.
No problem.
So we're voting right now.
Yes, and it takes 2/3.
Voting on voting?
Yeah, to end debate on this and to move into voting, you would need a 2/3 majority to end debate.
Yes. Okay. So we are voting to vote. Can I have all those in favor of voting to vote raise your placards?
Moving into
voting.
This is like voting directly on the members, basically ending the nomination period and into possibly hearing speeches and voting on the candidates. Basically just like closing the opening discussion.
Yes.
He motioned to vote.
So we have three nominees. Right?
We
have two nominees. I apologize. We have two nominees. We could allow them to speak as to why they would like the position. That's within Annalee's power as the president to have speeches. But someone on the floor just motioned to move the previous question, meaning that they motioned to vote on these candidates immediately. So that, if you get a two-thirds majority on that, no debate over these candidates can occur. Does that make sense? So that's what's happening. We're voting on whether to allow these people to speak and to speak about this new position.
Okay. So can I have all those in favor, please raise your placards. Yes. No, technically we're on the record, so we're voting publicly. Now we're voting on whether to go straight into voting.
You're voting on whether to end debate on this.
Okay, perfect. Voting to end debate. Can I have all those in favor, please raise your placards. Can I have them lifted? Okay, can I have all those opposed raise your placards? Can I have all those abstaining raise your placards? Not yet. In a vote of 4-16-1, that fails. So now we are still in discussion. Personally, I think our best move of action, and I'm going to ask Carson if this is possible, is to start discussing candidates in this conversation.
You can.
It's right? Okay. Because we have two nominations, then we can go into voting, if that makes sense to people. Okay. I know Representative Mullen had his...
point. Yeah, I just wanted to reiterate my position as internal vice president that theoretically you should only be abstaining, and I guess this is new information for our new members, you should only be abstaining if you have a conflict of interest. So please try to avoid abstaining unless you have a direct reason to. It's not just a reason to abstain if you don't feel like voting.
Okay, Representative Overton. We're in discussion. You can discuss candidates if you'd like.
Okay. I guess my first point is just we want to reiterate how few of us are here, as everyone's But second of all, I would also like to reiterate the point that was found, I believe, were they bylaws that something you read earlier about the VP position should have, ideally, at least a semester on this committee.
Yeah, I just want to clarify that is not from our bylaws, that is from the GPSA's charter. But yeah, I second that too. Representative Katie.
I have a lot to say on all of this, but just given the interest of time and a general lack of full information on everyone and a conversation that's from a lot of really interesting questions, I am going to agree with what Joseph said, what other people reiterated, that we bring this conversation to next week where we can have a more thorough discussion about all this information, where we can actually talk to the candidates, where we can review information like why it would be important to have a VP of Finance that served in the role, why it would be continuing to be important to have a VP of Finance that understands the position and such. I also think given the kind of leapfrogging of who is and isn't running, the kind of interchange of that, I would look favorably if any of us could agree that we should motion to table this election to next week.
Okay, I actually have a, so that's a motion. I'm not sure if we can, because aren't we in voting?
Okay, so can I?
We never entered voting.
Can I say something?
Well, I'm just trying to backtrack. Kate motioned to vote. We went into a debate.
Yeah. Can I?
And then, Carson.
Okay, so this was a bit, again, nothing happens in parliamentary procedure unless you all want it to. Here's the thing. What technically should have happened is that someone should have motioned to take up this election as a point of debate and then to vote on it and added it to the agenda. That didn't happen. You did motion to vote on this issue. So motioning to vote on this particular issue, again, you can, as of right now, if you want to as a student assembly, you can debate the candidates if you would like to. If you want to motion to move the previous question and vote on the candidates immediately, you had that vote and it failed. So as of right now, you are in an election and discussing the candidates. It's technically, you could argue that it's out of order, but unless you all vote that it's out of order, nothing happens. Does that make sense?
Can he motion to table?
Can he motion to table? He can motion to table right now, if he would like to, but it would need to pass by a. I'm gonna check on the vote total if that's all right.
Okay, I'm gonna wait because we have a motion on the floor, so we have a motion to table. I'm gonna wait for what that means.
Majority vote.
Okay, so the table is by majority vote. Do we have a second to the motion to table?
Second.
Okay, do we have, can there be a dissent to that? Sorry, guys. Everyone needs to give Carson a thank you after this meeting. Every single person on this essay.
It cannot be debated.
Okay, that cannot be debated. So all those in favor of tabling, please raise your pockets. Is that up? Okay. All those opposed, please raise your pockets. Okay, all those abstaining. Did someone not vote? No. Do we have?
You?
Oh, yes. Okay. And a vote of 10-9-3, that passes, so this motion is tabled till next week.
All right, you have a motion.
Okay. Representative Mullen.
Motion to adjourn.
Do we have a second?
Wait, motion to adjourn.
Yes, second.
Okay.
You have another motion.
Yeah. Was that a dissent? Okay, that's a dissent. You can voice your dissent.
I believe the election was originally called by Representative Santa Cruz to kind of find a PDF instead of having, like, and also, because Carson clarified earlier that, like, anything that's not stated in, like, the bylaws is a motion, I'd like to appeal the appointment in favor of, like I'd like to appeal the appointment. Because, like, Carson, yeah.
Okay, so that's your dissent.
Yeah, that's my.
Okay, can I have all those in favor? Oh, yes.
Okay, so I feel like this is important to get out of the way. You can't dissent to a motion to adjourn. However, there is one thing that can interrupt any motion, and that is a point of order, which is what that was.
Okay.
A point of order that the assembly did something out of order is a motion that can interrupt other motions. So just to make it clear, that was not a dissent. Can we phrase it as that was a point of order and not a dissent, please?
Yeah.
Okay, so that point of order on whether the appointment was valid or not, that takes precedence over the motion to adjourn. And we will vote on that first.
Okay.
Does that make sense? I greatly apologize for the confusion, but that's...
Thank you. Okay, so now we are going to vote on appealing the appointment of...
It never was second.
What? Oh, okay. Wait, does it need a second?
Yes.
Okay, do we have a second? Second? Okay. Can someone dissent to it?
Let me check.
Sorry. We currently have a motion, so I need to wait until...
Can you adjourn on case?
Yeah, I can.
This is the chair of the finance committee?
Yes.
Yes.
Where is the chair?
Okay, so we had a second.
And it is debatable.
And it's debatable, so we can take a dissent. Okay, Claudia, you can Representative Leon, you can voice your dissent.
Yeah, so I think, like, Representative D'Alsovera, like you pointed out, we would be left without a chair, and I'd just like to echo what Autumn said. This is a huge budget with a really short timeline. It is ridiculous that this is being held up like this, and for what? We can't even decide on a candidate, it seems. So I would look favorably on doing that.
Okay, so now we're in voting. Right?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
you can debate this motion. If more people want to speak, then
okay.
you can allow them
so
to speak.
So we can continue debating. For a little bit. Okay. Okay. Representative Overton.
I would just like to reiterate what Representative said. It's already been tabled. All this, to my knowledge, from our president, all this would do is just leave us without a media finance for a week until we vote on this at the following meeting because it's tabled today. So I personally don't understand the reasoning for this at all. I think, again, I don't really think that everyone is respecting how big the deal this is and how big a deal us managing the budget is. And again, I just think that this just shows a lot of respect for our constituents at this point that we've debated for this long.
Okay, so that was tabled to
yes.
next week.
Yes.
So we would just have a position.
Here's the thing. Is that technically, if this passes, if you rescind the appointment, then that would be reason to reintroduce the motion to vote on a UPF. But because again, you can't do the same motion twice without an explanation. But if we didn't have a UPF at all, that would be a reason to, you know, that would be a pressing reason to do so. Right?
Okay.
So yes. We have technically tabled that. If this resolution passes and then nothing else happens before we adjourn, then that would leave us without a PDF for the week.
Okay, perfect. So I just want to say, like, to echo Representative Overton's point in the fact that we actually can't go a week without a VP finance. I'm going to say this right now. We cannot go a week without a VP finance. We will not have the budget in, and I'm going to tell you guys right now, we do not want to not be able to submit a budget. I think that that's very important. That is one of our biggest tasks of the entire year. So I'm going to say that. But I will say, Carson said that if we... Wait. Sorry, I'm so confused now.
Would you like me to say
it? Yes, can Carson say it?
So, the basic rules are you aren't allowed to reintroduce a motion that's already been tabled unless you have a pressing reason. So, for example, if you were to appeal her motion to have an acting VPF, correct? Then you would not have a VPF for the next week. You could then, before this meeting adjourns, motion to vote on a new, either acting or elect a permanent VPF. I would recommend, based on what the bylaws say about always needing a VPF in the cabinet, I would recommend not adjourning this meeting until we have one, but appealing the appointment of Valeria would mean that you have a pressing reason to take from the table the motion electing a new VPF. Does that make sense to everyone?
Yeah. Right.
Thank you.
Yeah, and just to clarify based on that point, I really, really, really don't feel comfortable with us leaving here without a VP finance, and I hope that all of you don't as well. Okay, Representative Yan.
First, I'd like to address the table on Robert's rules. It is out of order to move to lay and it is out of order to move to lay any question on the table if there is no other matter that may require attention. I don't know if there's anything else on the agenda that requires the attention or tabling it right now. That's just my commentary on the table.
Can I address that?
Yeah, Carson's going to address, but we already voted on that table, so. Oh, sorry, wait, that's a second speaker's list, so actually it's going to go to Carson.
Can I just say, that may well be out of order, but the thing is that, again, I'm the parliamentarian and Robert's rules exist. Nothing is out of order unless you raise it as a point of order and vote for it to be out of order. That tabled motion, there was never a point of order introduced to vote on whether it was out of order or not. So therefore, you already did it. You can now motion to, again, to raise a point of order that was out of order and then rescind the table and bring it back on the table. That would get a little bit complicated, but again, I need to address. Nothing is out of order unless someone raises it as a point of order. Does that make sense, Everest?
Yes. All right.
No. Representative Santa Cruz.
Can I motion to suspend the rules to reintroduce to vote for the
PM?
Okay.
You can motion to suspend Robert's rules entirely, if you would like to. Without that, that vote was tabled, basically. So that vote has not occurred yet. You would have to reintroduce a motion to vote, which you can do again, if you would like, but it would be the motion again.
Okay, I beg you all not to do that, because I think Carson is saving me right now. I don't think I can run this without Robert's Rules of Order. Okay, Representative Wade.
I don't know about kind of like a lot of this new interesting talk about how important the Appropriations Committee is, considering that during the middle of the semester there was a forced resignation of the current chair, and considering that we're still going to have to vote on this next week, and if the situation occurs that we have a new one, we'll still have to reintroduce them before the budget is due, so it's still going to be like kind of a cluster regardless of such. So I wouldn't say debating this or this is a situation of like it being moved too fast. I think it's a question of setting it, so who's going to be the VP of BF for the rest of the semester.
Okay. I just want to make a clarification. There was no forced removal of our last VP of Finance. Okay, Representative Jang. That actually can't happen. I'm just going to say that right now. I mean, I guess you guys technically can, but it will not be in on time. We have, I believe, 6 Byline-funded organizations coming to speak to us next week. It is pretty imperative that we have a meeting next week. Representative Eisman.
Yeah, I just want to reiterate the point that's been brought up, that the work this committee does is extraordinarily demanding and important. It's a huge budget, and a lot of organizations depend on it. So regardless of what everyone's feeling, I think it would be in everyone's best interest if this was resolved at this meeting. Because if we are getting really voting gaps very far along the timeline, and I think it would be best to have a budget on whether we'll be serving as an EPF to be in that position consistently for the rest of this year.
It's unmuted. Yeah, so there's interference.
Oh, is that?
On the Zoom. It's off mute, so there's interference.
I think it's always off mute, so that they can hear us.
I hear interference on
it. I'm not sure what I think that was, it might have been my microphone next to this. Okay, wait. Sorry, just like as a pause. Carson, do you know where we currently are?
Yeah, we are currently in a discussion of whether to appeal your decision as the chair. You have the right to say that a lot of these things that are being said right now are off topic, but we are currently in discussion to appeal your decision to appoint Valeria as acting VPI.
Okay,
that's
do
where
we need
are.
Another motion?
You need to move the previous question. Someone needs to move the previous question.
Okay, so we are currently debating whether or not to appeal my appointment of Valeria to the interim vice president of finance. Oh, I'm not sure. Does anyone know where that feedback is from?
Do you want to try any of the mics?
Is that me?
It's off.
I'm hearing it, but I don't know if it's you speaking.
Hello? Is that feedback me? It is? I don't think it is, right?
I don't hear it now.
I think it's your mic.
Oh, not me.
No, not
you. Okay, I'm going to keep talking and hopefully we figure that out. Okay, so we right now, I would highly smile upon a motion to move the previous question so we can vote on whether or not to appeal that position. Because most of the conversation that we're having right now is not related to that. Representative Mullen.
Sorry, I'm not going to motion, but I am just going to state the reasons why we shouldn't vote in favor of appealing the decision to appoint Valeria as vice president. Just so everybody knows, because I think we're kind of barreling towards a vote, and I think a lot of people may not really know exactly what's going on. Just to clarify, we have 21 of 30 SA members here right now. It means there are 9 SA members missing, and I think it's a dereliction of our duty to vote on this extremely important position when we're missing 9 people. So I just want to make that clear that if we do this, we're neglecting the opinions of 9 of our fellow SA members who, for whatever reason, are not able to attend today. I also want to state that there's no legitimate reason why we would appeal the decision. Annalie has appointed and a vice president of finance. There's no reason why she cannot serve in that position, so it makes no sense to appeal that decision. We've tabled the motion, which means it'll happen next week. And if we decide to appeal this, all that's going to happen is it'll vacate the position. We're going to have to vote on someone, and we're missing 9 people. And I think that we need to wait until next week when we can have everybody present. We can send it out to all of our SA members and tell them that this is an important vote, rather than just voting on it when we are missing a significant amount of people. So I would urge everyone, when the motion comes, not to vote in favor of appealing the decision.
Smile upon it.
But I can't, actually.
It's not traditional.
Okay, I am gonna set a time limit now.
Yeah.
Well, can you monitor 30 seconds?
Of course.
Okay, we're gonna have 30 second speaking times, and I would really, 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 really smile upon a motion to vote. Representative Overton. Oh, wait, actually, sorry. Representative De Silveira. Did I say that right?
De Silveira.
Sorry, you've had your placard up for a while.
I just had a point of inquiry. Is it possible for the student assembly, if we successfully able to install an interim vice president?
We have an interim. We have an interim vice president.
We have one right now.
Would it be possible for us to hold a vote to make an interim vice president?
We can table that.
Yeah. Yes, if you appeal this decision to appoint Valeria, you can then motion to appoint a new interim VPF until the next meeting. Does that make sense?
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
Sorry.
Again, I want to reiterate that a lot of basically Byline-funded organizations were kind of shuffled this week. They had, like, basically to report to a new VP finance. I just want to make sure that, like, whatever, like, resolution we come to today, like, feels like we are moving forward in this process. I think it's really important that we submit, basically, this information so that President Pollack is not setting the byline for the next 2 years. Okay, Representative Overton.
Motion to vote on the appeal.
Yes.
Is that the correct way to
say it? Would that be it?
Move the...
Motion to move the previous question.
Motion to move the previous question.
It's just, I move the previous question.
I move the previous question. Thank you, Carson.
Okay, and then...
Second.
You have a point of order.
Point of order, Representative Williams.
Sorry, can you just clarify what this is?
Yes, so we are voting on whether or not to appeal my appointment of Valeria, right?
We're voting, someone has already appealed. We're voting on whether to rescind that appointment. That's what this vote is.
Okay, so if you're voting in favor, you're rescinding the appointment. If you're voting opposed, you're obtaining the...
Yeah.
We're gonna let Carson do this.
If this vote passes, if you vote yes and the majority votes yes, then Valeria will no longer be interim VPF. If you vote no by majority, then Valeria will no longer be VPF.
Wait, if we vote no, she will.
Okay. If you points of order and appeals to chair decisions are always phrased in the negative, meaning that a yes vote always invalidates the chair's decision. Does that make sense? So if you vote yes, then the chair's decision to appoint Valeria is revoked. If you vote no, then the chair's opinion to appoint Valeria remains.
A point of inquiry?
Yes.
Common question is, I think it's at the end of the
day. Oh, it is. I think.
Yeah, that's what that is. Ooh. Please, do you have to take the mic away?
Is it?
If microphones are too close to each other, you get feedback.
Okay, yeah. So it's the two microphones next to each other.
Since this is ending the debate, is this required to vote?
No. Here, can I say?
Yes.
The motion to the moving the previous question, that does require a two-thirds vote. Once you vote, then after that vote happens, if you vote to end debate, which is voting yes on the motion to move the previous question, then you vote on whether to rescind the chair's action. So this vote right here, is whether to not allow anyone else to speak on the issue. Okay, and that needs a two-thirds vote to pass.
Oh, so this is not the actual vote?
No.
Oh,
you moved
wait.
The previous question.
Oh, now I'm confused.
Okay.
Okay, wait. So our vote right now, we moved the previous question.
Yes.
Okay, so now we are voting...
To end debate.
To end debate. Okay, so now we are voting to end debate. Can I have all those in favor, please raise your placards. Okay, can I have all those opposed raise your placards? Can I have all those abstaining raise your placards? Did we lose some members?
I voted yes.
Did you count yourself?
I did, and we're still down a lot.
Yeah, I didn't see that many.
Okay, we're doing that vote again. Please, everyone vote. Okay, we're currently voting to end debate. All those in favor, please raise your placards and please lift your hands off the table. Okay, can I have all those opposed raise your hand? Can I have all those abstaining raise your placards? Okay, in a vote of 16-5-1, that
passes.
So now we are moving into voting on whether to overthrow my decision. I'm really, really clarifying today. Okay, so
you have to
now we're voting, right? Yes.
Just to make this go quicker, if you have a point of order or a point of personal privilege or a point of inquiry, you can interrupt whatever's happening. But unless you're doing one of those three things, please raise your placard and wait to be called on. Just because I'm having a lot of trouble keeping track of what's happening. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Carson, for all your incredible work. Okay, so now we are voting on whether to overthrow my decision. If you vote yes, that is to overthrow. If you vote no, that is to keep it the way it is. Okay. Can I have all those in favor, please raise your placards. Okay, can I have all those opposed, raise your placards. Okay, can I have all those abstaining, raise your placards.
I think you missed Bill's yes.
That was a yes? Okay, can I do that again? I'm so sorry. Can I have all those in favor, please raise your placards. Is that up? That's up? Okay. Can I have all those opposed, raise your placards. Okay, can I have all those abstaining, raise your placards. Okay, so, I did not get Valeria. Valeria, what did you vote?
No.
Vote? Okay. Okay, I'm okay, perfect. So in a vote of 9-10-2, that motion fails.
I motion to adjourn.
Wait, isn't that still open?
Yeah, we had a motion.
We're still technically adjourning, right?
Can I?
No. Yeah.
That only adjourned.
Yes.
Because that was a motion to adjourn.
Second. And it had a second.
Okay, we have a second.
So you have to vote on that now.
So now we have to vote. Can I have all those in favor of adjourning, please raise your placards. Can we, lift up? Okay, can I have all those opposed raise your placards? All those abstaining raise your placards. I messed up this vote. I'm so sorry. Wait.
Okay, girl, it's been a long day.
Okay, wait. How many members do we have here?
I thought it was 21.
We should have 21, right?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. Can we do a revote? Can I have all those in favor of adjourning, please raise your placards, and please lift them up. This is actually really hard. Is that up? Okay. Okay, can I have all those opposed raise your placards? Okay, can I have all those abstaining raise your placards? Okay, I'm counting, can we do it? I'm counting 22. Cool.
So what you might want to do is ask every voting member to raise their placard, count them again, and then hold them up, if that would help you.
Okay, that might be what we have to do. Is someone voting twice? Oh, we have 22. Did someone come back?
Maybe.
Did we lose someone? Okay, anyway, regardless, it's a 16-4-2. Our meeting's adjourned.
This has been a production of Cornell University. On the web at cornell.edu.